Hello and welcome to Sono Podcast Nosotomic, Fate of That Podcast, where I'm shrinking down so really little and invading my family's brains so they can watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure with me. I'm Vantazzaletta.
I am Russell.
I'm Herb.
And we just watched the Lovers episode of part three.
Yeah, it was very long.
I feel like it didn't need to be a two-parter, is my thing. I feel like that could have been a one-episode fight easy.
Yeah, no, they made it, it was not that serious.
Yeah. Yes, but it's not like, there wasn't a lot of, you know, really downtime, I felt like.
I mean, I think they managed to keep the action going.
Yeah, I think pacing was a little weird, but we got one of my favorite JoJo names in this episode for Steely Dan, Dan of Steel.
Yes, there's multiple layers of, I don't know what I'm trying to say in there.
I know sometimes you guys, like, don't catch the references because they're so weaved into the dialogue that you'd have to listen very closely, but I heard both of you laugh when he introduced himself.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, hello, my name is Steely Dan. Like, very clearly.
Mm-hmm. This episode opened in a way I like very much, which was some instructional bits on how kebab is the hamburger of the Middle East. And how to haggle to buy kebab.
I like kebabs, is the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, that was, they went into depth on the whole haggling.
It was
haggling
a long bit.
And it wasn't even that interesting.
I think that's what was funny about it, though.
Yes, it's I guess maybe, okay, I can see the argument then saying, you know, you could definitely have made it a shorter episode if they had just gotten rid of all the explanations. But isn't that what they always do in these things? A lot of explanations.
No, I know, and that's what makes it what it is.
There was that whole thing where they were standing out front of the TV store and the crowd, like, came up because mm-hmm. they were, like, yelling and, like, you know, minding their own business and everyone wanted to watch and it could have taken that. You know, like, there's just, like, weird things that they could have just
I liked that scene because I love the implication that Joseph just makes those noises when he gets his back scratched. He can't help but yell and scream.
Well,
and
wasn't it an amplified feeling? You know, it wasn't like a one for one.
Yeah, but he wasn't in pain. He was saying it was ticklish.
I feel that, though.
He's got a real ticklish back.
I feel that.
That's the important things we learn.
I'm a tickly guy, so I understand.
Yeah. I mean, as far as important plot things, we have and Enya's death, and we learned that the flesh buds are made of Dio's body.
No, they're made of his cells.
His cells, which are part of your cells are part of your body.
Yeah, but it's not like it's made from like his gallbladder. It's just like any cells, just generic cells from his body.
I wonder what cells he does use for it.
I don't know that I want to know.
So, yes, I did take a cut. Well, the first thing, and I think I might have mentioned this in a previous episode, how on Crunchyroll, when they start every episode, they have to point out that the story is fiction. I think I did mention that last time. That just never ceases to amuse me.
Yeah. And no, that none really of happened.
And that nothing is based off of anything from real life. And then a character stares right down the middle of the screen and says, I am Steely Dan.
Steely Dan kind of a freak.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a lot.
There were some moments of some good old JoJo homoeroticism moments in there.
What? Like when he's like licking the shoe?
Yeah. And just he like rips open his shirt and is like, oh, punch a hole in my chest.
You're such a strong bridge.
Yeah, exactly.
And yet I don't feel that this was too much different than any of the other Dio villains, really. And not
oh,
Dio.
No.
Slip of the tongue. Dio, JoJo villains.
Well, you know, Dio's minions.
Yeah, you know, I all in all, I did enjoy Osmosis Jones the anime.
Yeah, I love getting an episode of any cartoon where everybody shrinks down really little to go inside someone's body.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Timeless cliche.
And I loved also the comment saying, it takes a lot of energy to keep them so small. So, you know, wouldn't you think it would take more energy for them to be big?
I agree. Yeah. I would also, guys, I would like to take this this moment to make our big announcement that we've all talked about many times, that we will be starting an Osmosis Jones spin-off podcast.
Oh, God. They did now make a TV show out of that, didn't they?
Yes, and now that Osmosis Jones is canonically connected to JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, we will be pivoting.
Yes.
You know, I remember the name Osmosis Jones, but I don't remember anything about it.
It's like, who's the actors? It's like, there's the little...
It's not Will Smith, guys, is it?
No, I don't really know. I'll look it up.
I guess you
can explain it while I look this up.
It's about a guy who gets sick, and then it's like about all the cells in his body, and he like takes some medicine to fight the germs, and then this guy who's some kind of cell has to like team up with
the medicine. He's a white blood cell. So okay.
Yeah.
First of all, the movie that started it takes place inside of Bill Murray's body.
Oh, yeah.
And the two leads, I believe, are Chris Rock and Lawrence Fishburne.
Chris Rock.
And David Hyde Pierce is the antagonist, I believe.
That's a star-studded movie.
I have to seek out this movie.
I will send you pictures. It came out, like, when I was little.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's available on some service or other.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Also, there's two characters. So the main three characters' names are Osmosis Jones, which is a great name, and then there's Thrax and Drix.
Thrax and Drix are just like Kingdom Hearts characters.
They're just noises that someone made with their mouth.
Yeah, this is sounding very familiar.
I'm sending the movie poster in the chat.
Oh yeah, that's Osmosis Jones.
He's one cell of a guy.
That's a great tagline.
It really is. And there fully was a TV show about this when we were little.
Yes, I remember. That would be that would be a fun podcast.
Yes.
And yes, Wife's Game, we've actually followed through and we're actually doing like a preview of this podcast right now.
I scrolled down like four rows and I found fan fiction.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's going in the chat. It's going in the chat. We'll post this on our Twitter account so everyone listening can see it. No caption, please.
Osmosis Jones Yowie.
No caption, please.
Okay.
There you go. Enjoy, everybody.
All right.
So anyway.
Anyway, I do have to say I like getting to watch with Russell in the room with us because I love his just like defeated hand gestures. I don't know if you saw, but like anytime something stupid happens, he just throws up his hands and he's like, okay, I guess.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was with this episode, but they said something things. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's why also we need to do like a spin-off special of a reaction video. Yeah. One time.
Honestly, Russell and I were talking about just pivoting to reactions, but
yeah, streaming or YouTube or something. Why are there so many? Why are there so many horny Osmosis Jones images just on Google?
Well, I'm not surprised even a little bit. I'd be surprised if there wasn't a lot.
Yes, I mean, you know, the principle. I mean, it's sort of like vaguely related. The idea that any new technology that's developed will immediately be used for sex.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I found...
That's a great screen cap. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm seeing... Oh, okay.
There's just much.
Yeah, got it. I'm sure everybody at home is very excited about this discussion. But if nothing else, if it gets them to go out and see Osmosis Jones, I guess that helps.
Osmosis JoJo!
Our sponsor for this episode, the movie Osmosis Jones, which came out in 2001. Make sure that you stream Osmosis Jones on Stars, Hulu, or Sling TV, now on streaming today.
There are so many streaming services that are just like, what's Sling TV? There's just like...
I have Sling TV.
Flomp and Garf and Shubu.
Sling was actually like one of the first streaming services ever.
Wow.
The good names that I'm seeing are Hulu, Sling, Philo, and Vudu.
Yeah, it's like V-U-D-U or something, right? Yeah. I've heard there's the wildest shit on there, just like weird movies.
Oh, or yeah, am I it's thinking got like of every Tubi? Movie.
And by the way, maybe. I will commission one of your artist friends to do Osmosis Jojo.
Yes, of course.
That would also, be wonderful. Okay, I would like to I'm looking at the cast list for Osmosis Jones, and I want to tell you, first of all, some of so we already have Bill Murray, Chris Rock, Lawrence Fishburne, David Hyde Pierce, Chris Elliott, William Shatner, Ron Howard, Kid Rock, also all noteworthy. And let me just tell you the names of, let's see, well, the Will Shatner one's kind of covered, but we have Ron Howard, who played Tom Kalanick, and we have Kid Rock, who played Kidney Rock.
Of course.
So.
They just and don't then, make movies like they used to.
They certainly do not. And then William Shatner's character is Mayor Fleming. But spelled with
I bet he's like phlegm.
Yeah, he's definitely mucus. So this is a good... Oh, Nicole Kidman's in this movie for some reason.
Everyone's in this movie. I was in Osmosis Jones.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, no more Osmosis Jones for now. I swear.
Okay, banned subject.
Yes.
So... where are we at? So the other thing I noticed, and I know there was just a split second flash when they were inside the brain.
Wait, I'm sorry, Dad. One more about the Osmosis Jones picture coming in. And then I promise we're done. Okay. Anyway. And then these will all be on Twitter and we're done. And I'm sorry, Dad, you can go back to what you were saying.
Oh, where was I? Oh. After the stand inside Joseph's brain was like all multiplied and, you know, were like declaring their glory. Did we see spotlights shining down on them?
I did make a note of that. I was like, where the fuck did the spotlights in Joseph's brain come from?
It's his bioluminescence.
But I mean, I feel like if anyone is going to have spotlights in their brain, it is going to be Joseph Joestar.
I mean, they really should have just broken out in song at that point.
Yeah, really. Some show tunes. I like that he did an overdrive. I always love it when that comes back.
Yeah, he did an overdrive on his own brain.
I'm glad it didn't fuck him up.
Me too. That would have been bad. I wish there was more Hamon in these episodes.
Yeah. I think you're some of the only people who feel that sentiment, but I agree.
Good. I'm glad I'm not alone.
Oh, I didn't remember you mentioning Chris Elliott in the movie. By the way, just to make sure, just to let people know, Russell has continued to post Osmosis Jones pictures in our Skype chat during this whole time after him saying that he would not be posting any more Osmosis Jones pictures.
There's just so many and they're so good.
Yeah.
We should do a family movie night. I said we were going to post them on Twitter, but I don't know if we are still using Twitter. If we are, they'll be on Twitter. If not, we'll put them somewhere else, but there's a lot of them and they're very good.
That last one's gonna be our new icon.
Please. Ugh. I loved this movie. Osmosis Jones is my new favorite movie.
We'll have to watch it again though. That'll be that bonus content everyone wants.
That would be cool if we did a live reaction like stream of us watching Osmosis Jones. Anyway. Sorry. I'm so sorry for everyone about Osmosis Jones.
You never apologize for Osmosis Jones.
I love Osmosis Jones very much. He's very good. There's more pictures. There's here. Oh, they see they have him as a My Little Pony, Osmosis Joni.
Oh hell yeah!
I love the creativity of the internet. It's whatever you have to like say about it.
It's a rule of the internet of if it exists, someone's drawn it as a pony.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but just everything. All the various.
That looks great.
I know the My Little Osmosis Pony is very good.
All right, hang on. Let me consult my JoJo notes. Let me see if I have any other talking points.
Oh, I probably
I know. We're desperately trying to pull it back on subject.
I I just have a lot. I always just end up writing weird shit down that like doesn't help me for the podcast at all.
Yeah, like I have this one. Hierophant green can plant its roots in the ground.
I have wait, where is it? That stand be rubbing meat.
What?
Wait, what?
Like when the lovers was like mashing the brain cells with its claws.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, damn, that stand be rubbing meat.
Yeah, I do.
Yes. That was kind of
And then I really like the quote, I can't bear to watch you get hurt for the sake of my brain, which I feel like is something mm-hmm. I've said to you guys on a daily basis.
Yeah, that was a good one. I also think that if they just killed their enemies, they would just have less problems.
I know. It's like I'm seeing they're standing there and he's like drinking his coffee or whatever. And I mean, I guess it's good because they did try to hit him and they saw it happen.
Do you pinky promise not to attack me anymore? Please promise.
He did get a good aura. And these guys, like, they're paid. Only some of them like actually care about Dio. Most of them are just like, hey, I got my money. This guy's going to kill me. Okay, bye. But yeah. I'm a big fan of how Jotaro did give him his autograph after thrashing him.
I think it's just like, you know, everything considered, you know, I think they really are trying to make this a family show. And they don't really want to have too many people actually killed. People just get beat up a lot.
Yeah, but then it's like, do you promise that you're not going to attack me anymore? And then they're like, yes, I promise. And then they attack them more.
Well, I think the reason he made him do that is because then he figured if the guy did attack him again anyway, he would like have an excuse to totally cream him. It's like, okay, now you've run out of chances. I'm sorry. You broke your pinky promise.
Now I have to make you cream.
Wait, well, okay. Backtrack on that a little bit. But,
But yeah.
But yeah, I hadn't, you know, it's like between the episodes, I forget, like I had forgot that or didn't know if they like actually captured that old woman. I don't really remember what happens to the enemies after they defeat them.
I don't think they like showed it. I think she just kind of got her just desserts. And then in the beginning of the next episode, they were like, we have her.
Yeah. But again.
We do spend like a solid month between recordings, so it's plenty of time to forget details.
Yes, we're going to improve that, aren't we?
How long have we been saying that?
Hey, look, throw Osmosis Jones into the mix and we can move some stuff around in my calendar.
Yeah, evidently we'll get a lot more commitment out of Russell if we shift to an Osmosis Jones fan
cast. That's all I'm asking you guys.
Well, what we can do is for every podcast episode, we'll just have now the 5 minutes of Osmosis Jones, and we'll have like you know the fun fact, the Osmosis Jones fun fact.
Perfect.
Or we watch the movie in like 5 minute increments.
Right. Yes.
At the end of the episode.
Oh, perfect.
Yes. I mean, keeping track of it will be a little difficult, but yeah, we can do it.
Yeah, that's great listening material.
So let's say 5 minutes, so that's... okay, yeah, that would probably carry us through the end of a JoJo series.
Yeah, of course,
that would make me really crazy in terms of being able to sort of conceive and remember of the whole movie.
I think watching a movie 5 minutes at a time is one of the worst ways you can watch a movie.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes, unless it's kind of a boring movie, in which case, you know, it's probably the best way you can watch it.
Who knows?
So let's see. So what else did I remember about this episode? Well, of course, there is we talked about the haggling, but the whole thing about the, you know, the doner kebab, which they explained also about how that works. And actually, the graphics, the animation on that doner kebab sequence is showing the kebab.
That was
like, really...
Yeah, a beautifully rendered piece of meat.
I love a doner kebab, too. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But yes, they drew that extremely well. So, you know, they were definitely paying tribute to that.
Most important part of the episode.
And the saddest part is they never got to eat it.
That's true.
It's like whenever you see an impending threat, do not drop the bag of food. scarf it down really quickly.
I mean, well, Steely Dan was the one that sold them the kebab, so maybe it was poisoned, and it's good that they didn't eat it.
Maybe, I guess.
I mean, probably not, but
yeah.
Oh, I do like how I know it's, you know, for ease of the viewing audience, but I do like how this guy in Pakistan was like, it'll be 1,000 yen.
Well, I can tell you're from Japan, so I'll charge you in yen because I can immediately do every financial conversion in my brain.
They referred to Jotaro as that Asian kid, and I don't know. I think he looks aggressively white.
Well,
I know that he is Japanese, but
he's half Japanese.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess. I guess we don't really see his biological father, do we?
We don't. He's a traveling jazz musician.
Right.
I want to see the side story about him.
Me too.
Well, except, but actually, more than that, because Joseph Senior, he's British, or is he American? I forget.
Joseph is British and he moved to America.
Right. Okay. So really, Jotaro is, I guess, probably only like a quarter Asian, or
Jotaro's father is Japanese and his mother is Joseph's daughter. So
his mother would be half. Yeah. Well, we don't know.
Joseph doesn't have any Japanese genetics in him.
Oh, okay.
So it's just one from your mother and one from your father, so he's half.
But wait, was his mother's mother also? Yes, okay.
She was Italian, I believe.
Yeah, right. Okay,
yeah,
Western.
Yeah.
Right,
Susie
okay.
Q.
Okay, so he isn't Asian at all.
Who? Jotaro? Is Jotaro. That what you're saying?
Yes.
Are you?
No,
Jotaro's
father is fully a Japanese man.
Oh, that's right. He was okay, right. So for some reason I thought that you were saying he was American. Okay, I got it straight. No. Okay, yes. Yeah, so he is half Asian. Okay.
Yes.
But again, as you say, you know, like many people in anime, you know, not really looking Japanese at all. But
right.
Ambiguous.
But then again, technically Pakistan is in Asia, isn't it?
Yeah, but yeah. I don't know that people in Pakistan like call each other Asian. I genuinely don't know. But
and I think generally people you who are like Pakistani and in general, I think South Asian is usually what they say, and then East Asian for like Japanese people. Kakyoin is also that Japanese kid though. He could have been talking about Kakyoin.
True.
Anyway.
All kinds of, okay, so, you know, okay, we'll check off the ethnicity discussion box. so it's just whatever else we can hit on.
That's the two required bits for podcast recording. You have to do your ethnicity discussion and you have to do your Osmosis Jones discussion.
Yeah, if not, then it's a bad episode.
Yeah.
And also, you know, again, getting back to the whole brain battle. Again, and we've seen before, the classic shadow clone fight.
Mm-hmm.
You see it so much. So
doppelgangers.
Yeah. So I think between going into the brain and the shadow clones, it was a little bit derivative.
I did actually write down that both of them at once. I was like, wow, we get two cartoon cliches?
Yeah. So, okay, you know, a little bit lazy in this one, but... And also that whole thing
about... Yeah, just this one episode is just a little bit lazy.
And also that thing about, like, the whole roots and exploring the clones, whatever, reminds me a lot about, I think it was in the previous series, when he did something with rope or whatever. I don't know. Just
when he was secretly lying out the rope, the rope trick to tie his, I don't know, his fucking cars up, or if it was, that was the AC/DC fight. But yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, again, you know, a lot of callbacks to a lot of older stuff. But I guess that's why we love it so much.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
Well, guys, this is the longest episode we've done in a long time.
It's because we spent 10 minutes talking about Osmosis Jones.
But it's not really long at all. It's like a normal, it just felt long.
Yeah.
Because we took so many routes and detours.
I think there are also a lot of pauses to be cut out.
Yeah.
Not more than usual.
Yeah. Any final words for us, my boys?
Yes, don't forget to look at our social media accounts with all of these wild Osmosis Jones photos.
Yes, we are at Fate of Podcast on Twitter.
Yes.
And if Twitter still exists at the time you're listening to this,
yeah,
which is like the big cliche that's going on now, frankly. Frankly, I think it will still exist, and I think people will be using it. I just think we're getting a little bit of like fun drama right now. What I'm trying to figure out is who Elon Musk is going to find to sell Twitter back to.
When
we need to censor that name out. We got to go like right over it.
Yeah.
Oh, why do you think? Do you think we'll be blocked by mentioning him in a podcast episode that's advertised on Twitter?
No, I just don't. I don't really fuck with him.
Yeah, it's just because he sucks.
Yeah, he's just a butthole. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because by the time we're listening to this, he will actually be running the world. Like,
no.
Literally.
And well, I did mean, did we have any last words about the show
about the podcast
that we do?
Well, I've been thinking a lot recently about the new the missions to the moon that NASA's been doing to establish a permanent human footprint.
Yeah, okay. Well, this has been Sono Podcast Nosotome, the fate of that podcast, the perfect family bonding activity.